Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have with me Corwin Coe. Corwin is the CEO and a member of the board of directors of Sitka Gold Corp. And he is a geologist. He's had many years of experience looking for precious metals, and he's in the hunt for at least four projects that Sitka is operating, is exploring and developing this year. Sitka trades in Toronto. SIG is the symbol there. You can buy it down here in the States, as I have, under the symbol SITKF. 57.2 million shares, 18 cents in Canadian money. I'm looking on my screen now in U.S. money, about 15 cents. It gives it a market cap of around, well, I guess in Canadian money, around $10 million, something like that. So thanks for joining me again, Cor. It's really good to have you with me.
Thank you, Jay. Yeah, it's a different environment than the last time we talked, where the power outage happened and I wasn't able to get online with you there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You had a big storm up there, and we had to cancel. There were three projects that I know about, and you're telling me there's a fourth one in the UK. Well, okay, so you've got the RC property and another project called the OGI property in the Yukon. And it, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you love all your children. You love all your properties. But I think the one you were most excited about was RC Gold. But talk to us about what's going on in the Yukon with those two properties and what you've accomplished this year and what you hope to do next year.
Yeah, Jay, so first off, we've had four drill programs this year, one in our property in Nevada, one in Arizona at the Burrow Creek, a major one at RC Gold, and then the newly acquired OGI property also in the Yukon. We've been focused on the Yukon for the last few months, and we finally got all of our drill results back, and we've got a spectacular gold discovery there that has just got us very excited. We ended up putting four drill holes into an area over a 2-kilometer length, and they all came back with gold from surface all the way to the bottom of the hole with grades that were comparable to Victoria Gold's property that just went in production up there. We had some grades like 59 meters of 0.88 grams per ton, 100 meters of 0.82. And interestingly enough, we even had high grade. One of the holes bottomed in 2 meters of 16.1 grams per ton gold. High grade component there too. But I think what's, to put this in perspective, this gold find, this is an intrusion-related identified target. And on our northern property is a deposit called the Red Mountain deposit. And I was involved with that when they initially drilled that. And it had a gold anomaly of around 100 ppd gold and about a 300-meter by 100-meter footprint. This target that we've got has over 500 ppb gold anomaly that stretches at least 2 kilometers and is 500 meters wide. So for us to stick four holes in there and end up with these kind of values, it just shocked us, and we realized we've got something that potentially could be very large. So yeah, we're excited about the RC Gold property, absolutely.
So you're looking at a bulk mineable target, I guess. It really looks like it could be very, very large if there's continuity there, but with some potential for high grade underneath, possibly?
Exactly. Now, these holes, we put these four holes in. They went down about 300 meters on an average, and they were angled around 45 to 55 degrees. They also followed the topography from the top of the mountain down. So when you're at the bottom of one of these holes and you're 300 meters from surface, you're from the drill collar, you're only around 100 meters from surface because the drops off in both directions. So this is an potentially open pittable environment. Yeah. And you know, that's very significant. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah. Low stripping ratio.
Yeah.
All right, so what about the OGI then in the Yukon?
So the OGI, we moved in there in September and drilled four drill holes into a zinc-silver anomaly that has the indications of potentially being a SEDEX-type deposit. It never had any drilling before. There's been a little bit of trenching done, but that was not very successful because of the permafrost. And so we went in there and drilled four holes over this anomaly that also has some geophysics overlaying it. This anomaly is about 700 meters in length and about 200 meters wide, with a silver of around 1 ounce per ton in the soils and about 0.5% zinc. So a very strong signature, and those assays are still pending.
So with regard to the Yukon, what will you be doing? I suppose you'll be in the process of setting up your drill programs, and then you'll let us all know what you're planning to do there, or do you know already?
Well, we know that we're going to have a very aggressive drill program on the Saddle Egger Zone over that 2 kilometer area. It's mm-hmm. still open in length and depth. And we want to put enough drill holes in there to put a maiden resource out at the end of the year. So
wow,
we're talking,
okay.
you know, a minimum of 10,000 meters and possibly 20,000 meters just on that target, which is a tiny portion of our district scale property that is 376 square kilometers. I mean, it's just, there's so much potential on that, on the RC Gold property. This is just one of many targets that we want to follow up with. But this is shaping up much faster than we anticipated with these results.
Well, that sure sounds exciting. Then with respect to Burrell Creek, what do you have in store for there? That's your most advanced project.
Yeah,
at this
Burrell
stage.
Creek, we completed 10 drill holes and completed those in April this year. And that was successful in proving that the Burrell Creek vein, which hosts the historical deposit, continues to the south for what we believe is at least a kilometer and a half or a mile. And we stepped out and fenced our holes right to the end of the patented property. And then we're in the process of permitting with the BLM to continue fencing out the other about a kilometer left to drill there. So that was very successful, too. And some of the results we got were definitely exactly what we would have expected being the Burrell vein. We had like 41 meters at 1.15 grams per ton gold and 51.3 grams per ton silver. There's a high-grade component in this deposit, too. Like we had one hole that ran 1.07 meters of 17.55 grams per ton gold and 33 grams per ton silver. So we're very pleased with what we've accomplished down there at our Arizona property to date, and we're anxious to get going and step out and show that this deposit, this historical deposit of 5 million ounces of silver and 120,000 ounces of gold could be much larger, and we want to be able to do that and then do a resource calculation based on our new drilling.
And you mean by next year, or would it be in 2023 when you do the resource?
We're hoping to get our permits and be drilling down there this winter, and that would enable us to do a resource calculation probably midsummer by the time mm-hmm. we get our results done. So that is our flagship property because it already has a foundation of a deposit there from the past. I mean, I was involved with that in 1988. And we had all the permits we were going to put in production, and gold was at $400 an ounce and slid off down to $250, and it got shelved. So mm-hmm. so it's definitely a lower risk than any of our other projects. But now RC Gold is starting to kind of nudge up there, too, where we're onto something pretty big there.
And then you still have another property, which is more of a, let's say, a wild card, or let's say, what do you call it? Your Alpha project, which is a Carlin target, and you had a deep drill hole that you put down there this year. I believe it sort of wandered off in the wrong direction, perhaps.
We went down 1,700 and some feet, or 545 meters, I think, and it was very successful in a lot of ways. It proved the structural interpretation that the lower plate carbonates were preserved there. It gave us anomalous gold with coinciding mercury in several sections of the drill hole that are a Carlin signature. And so we believe that that's leakage from the lower plate carbonate that we were wanting to tap into. And that information has been very valuable in helping us pinpoint where we're putting our second drill hole there.
And you're planning to do that next year?
Yes, we're planning on doing that in a few weeks if everything comes together. Alpha is a very high-risk target, but being right in the Carlin gold belt there, it's just very compelling to move forward with that and test that structural interpretation that we have to date.
Give it a shot with at least one drill hole, and then I suppose if it's successful, you might do more there, I suppose.
Absolutely. We've got our permit for 10 drill holes in place there, and we're expanding on that as well based on the information that we've got to date. So, that's a fluid situation, and like most exploration programs, you have to be willing to pivot in short order when you're getting the right information. And again, that's why we're going to be focused pretty strongly on our Yukon RC project come this spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you could really come up with some good data there based on four drill holes and hitting on each one of them, and as you've described it, over a large target. Go big or go home is a philosophy of many people that I think more successful people. Looks like you have a chance to go big there for sure, and who knows in Nevada. So you have a lot of things going on. How are you financed? Do you have enough money to do what you want to do next year, at least to start the year?
We have enough money to do what we want to do in Nevada and Arizona, but obviously a big aggressive program up in the Yukon is going to take more money. And we're looking at different options, not just equity financing. We're in discussions regarding convertible debt, pre-royalty sales, or maybe a combination of all three. That's going to be a big program that is going to have to be looked at down the road. We're in the middle of putting our budget together right now on how many drill holes we want to put in that area to end up with enough to do a maiden resource there. And we need enough money there in that budget to follow up on two other gold discoveries we made. One with one of our other drill holes, aside from the Sylager area at the Big Creek anomaly, had never had a drill hole in that mountain before, and we ended up with some gold in the drill hole that needs to be followed up with. And then another area never had a drill hole, but the soils were strong, and we trenched there and ended up with 7 meters of 0.65 grams per ton gold, which, again, is right in the ballpark what we're looking for grade based on what is being successfully mined at Victoria Gold in that belt right now.
All right. We'll have to leave it go at that. Sounds like it's a story our listeners are going to want to keep in touch with going forward. So thank you so much, Cor, for being with us, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in the future again sometime soon.
Yeah, that sounds good. One thing I did want to mention, though, is Sitka also has a wholly owned subsidiary called Arctic Copper Corporation.
Yes.
And we've got our foot in the door with copper up in the Arctic there that it's in on our website and on our presentation, and it's pretty compelling target.
Wonderful.
Move forward with copper.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to watch. Thank you so much, Cor. We do have to run now, but thank you so much for giving us this update. It's excellent.